Weiter in Shas. We're in Kiddushin Daf Chaf Zayin, picking up on Chavavam Abayis by the bottom of the page. Three lines up from the bottom, continuing on our journey to try to figure out whether or not we know that if you get karka, the metaltlin can come along with it, whether or not it has to be on the karka at the time or not. We've tried a few times unsuccessfully to figure this out. We're now going to take, I believe, an opposite approach and continue down this road. Toshima, Maisa Ben Gamliel Zakenim is a story time with Ben Gamliel and the great sages. Show you Bomba Svina. They were coming in a boat. Rashi says, Veshachach Velo Nasin Rishus Litrom. And he had produce in his house, and he forgot, as Rashi says, to leave over someone to go and take off truma, and he's worried people are going to eat the stuff, and that's tevil, and that's a big problem. Because we assume that Tamar Chacham goes ahead, and of course he's not going to leave his stuff untruma-sized, right? So, Amar Lahem Rabbi Gamliel Zakenim, Rabbi Gamliel Zakenim, Isur Shani Osid Lamud, the tenth that I'm going to, in the future, take out and take off as Meiser Rishon, that, beep, turn the page, Chav Zayin. Nasan lo Yehoshua, it is given over to Yehoshua. Who is this he's giving it to? Nasan lo Yehoshua, because we know Yehoshua's Gemara said, Rashi says, Yehoshua ben Chananya was a Levi, so he's giving it over to Yehoshua, umekomo muskar lo, and its place, means the place where the Meiser is sitting, is muskalo, it is rented to him. And Rashi points out, what did he do? He said, V'nasan lo Yehoshua pruta b'schar ha-makom, v'ninsa metalta nikten v'makarka b'kesef. And it comes out to be that's nikten agav, v'isser acher sha'ani osid lamud, and another meiser, a meiser isser acher that I'm going to, in the future, take out as meiser ani, to be given to, you know, because you have to take off also, not only truma and meiser, could also have to take off Meiser Ani, Kedei, in order, Sheyiska Bol Aniyim, is going to be Zocha in it for Aniyim, Umekomo, Muskalo, and the place is rented to him. Shema Amino, what did we learn from the story over here? Seems to be, Rashi says, Midekamer Mekomo Velo Mekom Acher, from saying that its place and not another place is going to be leased to him, because you could just say another place is leased, and then that's coming on with it. Oh, what do we say? Kum tuchois, that bainin sabur and ba has got to be piled up on it in order for agav to work. Says the Gemara, it's not a raya, shiny awesome. That case is different. Why? Because why is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? I'm sorry, Rabbi Gamliel. When he goes and he says a particular land which is going to be saying on it, there's another reason entirely he said it. Kihechi delo litrichinu, in order to, not to make it a burden for Rabbi Yeshua and for Rabbi Akiva to go and to take it off right when they get back. Now the land like belongs to them. They don't feel like such a urgent, you know, urgency to go and to remove it. That says a holtzi misham kolzman shirotzel anichal sham. Zok to Gemara, so we don't have a rye over there. That's another reason for that. Toshima, back to the original question. Let's take a look. We're going to say three different dinim in this, so the points is going to come from the third one. The Amar Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav Shnei Shtaros Hain. There are two different, Rashi says that Shnei Dinim Chalukim Bishtar. There's two different types of Dinim that come up by Yishtar. Zachu Basada Zula Ploni. Let's say you have an owner and he goes about a field, he owns a field, and he says to two people, take Zachu Basada Zula Ploni, take possession of this field for Ploni. Rashi says, Hich Ziku Bo Litzarko. Rashi says, the Gemara says, V'kisvulo is a shtar, and right from a shtar. Chozer b'shtar, he's able to, on what he says about the shtar, Rashi says, Imomer ein ritzoni shetei lo raya b'yado, I don't know what this raya, he can go back on it. Ein chozer b'sadab is not able to renege on the field itself. That is because he gave over the field to them. They were they took possession of it. But when it comes to the actual shtar, until the shtar actually gets to him, he's able to go ahead and say, I don't want the shtar. But let's say he says, Amenas shetichtavu lo es shtar. If he says, take this field, take possession of this field for Ploni, on condition that you write this shtar for him. Chozer b'shtar bein besadeh. Chozer bein b'shtar bein besadeh. He's able to go back both on the shtar and on the field itself. V'rabichia baravin amarav huna shlosh shtaros tein. There are three ideas that come along with shtaros. Trei hadamer, the two that we just brought over there, the first case and the second case. Idach, and the third one is im kadam mocher v'katzav lo es shtar ke osa sheshaninu. if the seller went ahead and he jumped the gun a little bit and he wrote up a shtar before the buyer ended up taking possession, then and Rashi explains that he writes it, the kodem, he says, kesef kodem shechzik, is before he actually pays or he's machzik the thing, then we can actually do this. Afal pish ein lokech imo. It works like we had learned. We learned in the Mishnah that even though kosin shtar lamocha, you can write it for him. Even though he's not there, he's not with us. Rashi brings down that sadi mechur laploni v'lomin shtar muktam. It's not called a shtar muktam, like an early shtar. Why? Kevin the kanu mine mehashta is bought from now. Inami kabayi dominant but mitzia edav bechosimav zochen lo edam are being zocha for him. So even though he's not there, kevin shachziko ima bekarka. As soon as he goes and he takes the land from the seller, then in that case, nikna shtar b'chol makom shehu. The shtar is kona along with it, and wherever the shtar is, and the seller can no longer back out of it. Shma mina, the fact that he's able to get the shtar, even though the shtar isn't over there, lo binit smurba, doesn't have to be suffered, doesn't have to be piled up on it, and there is your raya. Says the Gemara, shiny shtar. No, you can't bring this as a raya because the shtar is different. De avsira de ara hu. It's considered like an animal has this thing on it. Beis achizaso, kigon karka dummy. It is a thing that you put on the animal to be able to grab onto. So too, it's the same thing here as well. It's like this, like, how do you say this? It's like the reins that are connected to the animal. And this too is considered like the reins. It's the thing that by through it, it's actually coming about that the land is actually working. So therefore, it's considered like the karka itself. So we don't say that it's considered, it has to be tzavor or not tzavor. It's considered like the land. Says Gemara, what kind of rejection to this is there? Well, let's reject that. Allah katani, on that particular din, it was taught, Zui sheshaninu nechasim she'en lemechayas, niktam nim nechasim she'esh lemechayas. This is where we learn out the concept. This is a principle of things that don't have a chayas, are kona with things that do, like land. Bekesef b'shtar uvichazaka. Now, since the Mishnah is saying this law of agav, it's clear that Chiyah Ravin is talking about this to be done through agav, and therefore we do have a raya to say that something that's not on the land can be acquired through the land, even if it's not there. Shema mina, labin in tzurimba, shema mina. Comes out at the end, and we see it doesn't have to be on it. Bam! That was the end of the previous thing that we saw. Now the Gemara continues on. Ibailahu, we want to know more about agav. Mi ba'inan agav olo. Does the seller have to say that straight up? Rashi says, Shiyomelo kini karka u kini metaltalin agaba. Olo, does he not have to say it? Toshima, let's just bring a raya. Let's bring a raya. Let's bring a raya. The katani kolhani, when we taught all the cases before about agav, velo katani agav. He didn't dafka say the word agav over there. And therefore, it must be you don't have to say the word agav. Like the Gemara Litamech, according to that, do we find anywhere in those cases that says kini, that you go and you acquire mikitani? Ela ad da amar kini hachanami da amar agav. And we know the sale doesn't go through until he says the word kini. It says hutzuch lomar la'acher zocher tefach al tefach leploni v'imo me'atzon shibyadu shalou chalachser bi. And here too, hachanami ad da amar agav, you have to say the words agav in order to work. And the halacha is that in reference to it being suborn to be lined up and on the field itself, you don't have to say, but agav ukini ba'inan, but you dafka do have to say the words agav and you do have to say kini in order for it to work. Ibailo vaiter in the world of agav, sadab mecher, let's say if the field is being sold, umetaltal matana, and the stuff is given over, umetaltal as a gift. Mao, what's the din? Can it work through agav when you buy a field if the rest of it's given as a gift or no? Tashima, let's take a look. Isur, remember we saw the story of Gamliel was on the boat and he took off the stuff. And he says, Isur Shani Asid Lamud Nasan Yeshua, the tenth, the Meiser, that for a Meiser that's going to be given to Yeshua in the future, is given to Yeshua, umakomo muskalo, and its place is going to be rented to him, right? That he has to pay a pruta, which he ends up paying. But in this case, the maaser is given for free, but the land is being rented out, which is like the case of a sale, yet we see it works. Shema amina, that it works if it's, you know, mixing and matching. Yibaylo, another question about agav, sada le'echad, metaltan le'achad. Let's say you have a field that's being given over to one person and the metaltan to somebody else. Mahu, what's the din? Rashi explains, the case says, va'amar le'bal sada, and he's saying to the owner of the field, so the one he wants to give the field to, kiniya sada, you go and acquire the field, la'atzmecha, for yourself, ve'agaba yiknu metaltan le'ploni, and via it, you know, in kiniya agav, it should be mekone for ploni. What's the din? Toshima, let's try again. Same story of Rabbi Gamliel with Maiser Ani. Isser Shani Asid Lama, the Maiser, I'm going to be given to the poor. Nosin Lakiva Ben Yosef, Kidesh Yiskala Aniam. It's going to be given to him so he can give to Aniam. Umukoma Muskalo, and the place is leased to him. So we see over here that the land is being rented to Rabbi Kiva, and the Maiser is being given over to Aniam. Says Gamar, no, not a Rai. Am I a Musker? What does it mean, Musker, over here? Muskel Maiser means being Musker only for the stuff, for the actual Maiser, but not for Rabbi Akiva, for the poor people. If you buy Sema, shiny Rabbi Kiva, or you can say the case of Rabbi Kiva is different, meaning it doesn't show the case of a field to one person and metaltan to the other. The Yad Aniyam, however, because he was the Yad of the Aniyam, meaning he was like the Gabbai Tzedakah there, Rashi's Vahol, the Gabbai Shal Aniyam, Hareyu Ki Yodo, Mashenkin Bacher, which is not so with someone else, so you don't have a Raya over here. Amar Rava, Rava says, Lo Shanu, that Agav is going to work, Elishanasan de Mekulan, unless you give the money for everything. Rashi says, De Metaltla Nikna Mechazaka de Karka, Elish Lo Shanu, De Metaltla Nikna he paid for all. The koach of kesef, the power of money, is more powerful mikoach shtar than shtar, v'koach shtar mikoach kesef. How so? Yafa koach kesef, money is more than shtar. Why? She kesef poden by gedeshus and maishasheni. You have to be poden to redeem hekdesh and maishasheni onto kesef, whereas you're not allowed to do it onto a shtar. Mashenge b'shtar. V'yafa koach shtar, she shtar motzi bebas Yisrael. That is, she can go out of, she can get divorced to it. Mashenge b'kesef, which is not so when it comes to cash money. V'yafa koach shneiam mikol chazaka. Both of them are stronger than chazaka. V'koach chazaka mikol shneiam. Chazaka is stronger than both of them. Yafa koach shneiam. Shneiam konim be'evet ivri. You can be konim ivri with kesef and shtar. Mashenkim chazaka. But you can't be konim evet ivri with a chazaka. Yafa koach chazaka. The power of chazaka is stronger. Shchazaka machar lo eser sados be'eser medinos. If somebody sold to somebody else 10 fields in 10 different countries, kevin shehichzik ba'achas mehem. Once he's as chazak on one, kunam kulam, he acquires all of them. Beep, turn the page. Chav zayin rabeis. Bamedav amamurim. When is this really true? That you get 10 separate fields by doing chazak on one. Shanasal demikulan. Only where he gave the money for all of them before he did it. Rashi says, tap Rashi over here. Bamedav amamurim. Dekana bechazaka the sada zu. Es sada acheres. She'ena smuchala. We're only talking about a case where these fields are not one next to the other. But if they are one next to the other, then even part of the money was given. Says it, but Rashi continues, and that's what Rava is saying over here. And if he didn't give the money of all of it, he's only the opposite the amount that he actually paid for. And that is all. Stay in lift, and that's all. Neo. What we just did, we saw Rav had said, just to keep us on the map, Lo Shanu Shanasan de Mekulan, Avaloshan de Mekulan, Lo Kana Lekanayim Ma'osav, and then we brought a Brisa which goes and supports him. And now we go on to Tanya. I'm sorry, Messiah Leila Shmuel. This Brisa we just brought also backs up Shmuel, Dharma Shmuel, Machalas, the son of Spencer, Medina, Kemish, Hichzik, Bachasman, Kanaas Kulam, period. Same idea. Now, Amar of Acha Beredra of Ika, Teda, you should know that this is the case. If a seller were to hand over to a buyer 10 animals that are all tied together with one type of tying together, and he says to him, acquire them, milo karni. Is it not true that he acquires all of them with this one kinyan over here? Right? For sure, that would work. So therefore, we see if they're all together, then it actually does work.
together.
So what he was trying to say is that you should understand, know that it's true that a chazakah that's done on one field is going to acquire all of them. So Amr Leh, they say back to him, hold on one second, me dummy, can you compare these two cases? Hasam igudo biyado. There, but the animals are all like connected together from the fact that he's holding them together with the same reins. Rashi's kulan agudas ba'eged zeh shebiyado. Hacha'eni gudo biyado. But over here, when it comes to the fields, he doesn't have this thing biyado that he's holding them all together. There's nothing that's connecting all of them together that you can compare these two things over here. Says the Gemara, Ika da'amri. Others say that they actually different was says. Rashi says, Valesa the Shmuel, it's going against it. Amr v'achabir davika, teida de lokani. You should know that one who does chazukah on one of the 10 fields doesn't acquire the other ones, because ilu maser lo eser behemos v'afser echad. If a seller hands over to the buyer 10 animals tied together with one reins, v'amr lo zukini, and he says, this one acquire, mikani, does it work? Use the lashon of to acquire this one, so it separates the animals from the rest of them, and it's only that one. So too in the case of 10 fields that are not one next to the other, since the other fields are inherently separate from one another, and therefore if it's chazak on only one, it should be the other ones don't work. Says Gemara, hold on a second, me dummy, hasam gufim uchlakim, over there, but the animals are all separate bodies. Right? Rashi says, v'chi amar lei zu kini hu mashma v'zlok zeh. Velo kan hashar, hacha lo zu kani lo. Let's try that again. Says the Rashi, gufan muklakin, v'chi amar le zu kanihu, mashma, velo kan hashar, hacha lo zu kanihu. Meaning to say, hasam gufan muklakim, hacha sadna da'ara chadu. Over there, they're all individual bodies, they're all separate things over here. But over here, we know when it comes to the fields, really, the entire earth is only one piece of land. There happens to be a lot of water that's on top of it. But if you removed all the water, you'd see we all one piece of land. That's just all kulam uchaber. It's all actually connected to each other. And therefore, it should be that when you do chazak on one, all of it is good to go. Therefore, taking only one field and saying this field and chazak on it would be good enough to work for the rest of the fields. The next part of the mission, we said v'zokikin etz nechasim. We know that we don't make a shavua on karka if there's some sort of inyan of moda b'miksas, whereas opposed to if you come to me with metatling, you say, you owe me $100. I say, no, I only need 50. So now, as moda b'miksas, I have to make a shavua. So you can't make me make a shavua on karka unless there's metatling connected with it. Then I could be do gilgul shavua, magalgan shavua on it to make a, you can roll the shavua onto that as well. So that's v'zokin, it's a nechasim that it goes and it creates, it has to make a shvua. Amar Ula, minayin le gilgul shvua min haTorah? Where do we know this idea of gilgul shvua min haTorah, that there's such a concept we can continue it on? Shenamar, this is throwback to Sota, my friends. V'amar Isha, amen, amen. That the woman goes and she says, the Sota says, amen, amen. We know the din of a Sota is that if she wants to say husband, marry to her husband, she's got to go through the whole Sota process. And one of the things is that the Kohen will make her do a Shavua that she didn't do, she was involved in a Gila or Rios, and a curse in case she did. And the Pasuk says that the woman accepts the Shavua and the Ullah and the curse by saying amen twice to the Kohen's statements. She's then given the water, the mayim hamarim, to drink. And if so, she ends up dying. If she ends up doing it, etc. Now, it says, amen, amen. Tanam, we looked at the mission, so to Yudches. Al-Mendashi, he omeris, amen. What, amen, amen. To what is she saying? Amen, amen. Why is it she saying it two times? Amen, Allah. Allah, amen on the Allah, with the Aleph, Allah on the curse. And amen, Allah, Shavua, and on the Shavua, and with to the Shavua. Amen, im me'ish zeh. Amen, if it's on this person that she had a relationship with, that they're claiming she done it. Amen, im me'ish acher, or she did it with somebody else that they don't really even know about. Amen, shelo satisi. Amen, that I wasn't, you know, unfaithful. Arusa. What are we talking about? When Arusa, Unusua, Shomer, Shavim, and Kunusa, in any of these type of cases, whether she's an Aris when she was engaged, or when she's married, or she's waiting to do Yibum, or after she got married, or if she already did Yibum. Hi, Arusa Echidami. What is the case of Arusa when she was engaged? Ile, Medukani Labi Kishahi Arusa, if you want to say that the husband did Kinoi, which means she warned her not to go along with somebody while she was only in a state of Aris, of Eris in the first step of marriage. The Kamashki La Kisharusa, and then he's making her drink the waters after Sorry, while she's still in Arusa, we looked at the Mishnah, Arusa v'shemeres Yavan, both these cases, lo shosis v'lo notas ksuba, they don't drink and don't drink the ksuba. My time, tachas yishecha v'rachmana. The Pasuk says that the sota only happens under, while she is under her husband, meaning to say, after she already got full on married. But like it over here, you don't have that in this case. So rather, what are we talking about? Ella, the Kani Lokashi Rusa, he was warned. He warned her when she was in the state of Arus, when she was disengaged. Vinistrik Shirusa, and she did steer it. She went alone when she was engaged. But Kamashka Kashir Nesua, but only caused it to drink after she was already married. Rashi says, Vakamashka Kashir Nesua, I'll steer us Harrison on what she did when she was Harrison. That's affecting Gemara, but that can't work because Mila Badki Lamaya, will the water work in such a thing? In such a situation, Vinika Ishmi Avanam Rechmana. The Pasuk says that the man is going to be free of sin. This is at the end of that whole parasha. It says, Vinika Ishmi Avan Vaisha Hitisis Avona. The man is going to be free of sin, but the woman is going to have the sin. Now, what are we talking about over here? Bizman Shahi Minuka, what sin is this referencing? Bizman Shahi Ish Minuka Me Avan, when the time of the husband is free of sin. My Bokhin sister is going to check the wife. Ain Ish Minuka Me Avan. If the husband is not free of sin, then the water is not going to check his wife. Why wouldn't it work? Because he had a relationship with her. He's not allowed to after he's already assumed to have been a sota. Therefore, it wouldn't work over there. So then what are we talking about? It must be everything happened after they were married. Ella al Gidei Gilgul. It's working through Gilgul. That is, once she makes the swear, once she's already married, then we say Gilgul then makes it extend to not only the times when she was married, but even when she, before she was married, she's making the swear of right now. They're full on married, so let's just work this through. A man and a woman get married, everything's good and dandy, then he warns her not to go along with the person, she ends up going along with the person, then it goes and et cetera. Now she has to make a shvua. Once you're making that shvua, you're allowed to extend that shvua to say it's even during the times when it was before Nisuin as well. Therefore, we learn that the principle of Gilgul Shvua. Since there was no reason that they could have made the swear beforehand, but now once he's making a swear, he can extend that swear to something else. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here, continuing on with this sugya, Be'ez Hashem, on the next daf. Until then, I want to wish you all a great, great day.